Hey there, this is Jason Pett of Cash Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast, which is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We want to invite you to listen to our newest NBA podcast, Blue Wire Buckets. The pod is a collaboration of Blue Wire's NBA podcasters analyzing playoff storylines and games. Here's a segment from the latest episode of Blue Wire Buckets.
We do have two Game 7s, though, set. The Sixers came back in Game 6 tonight, and the score, 112-101, was just not reflective of what we saw. The Raptors were just destroyed for most of the game. I've been impressed because I picked this another bad pick, Raptors in 5. I've been really impressed with the way that Philly's kind of stayed together when it looks like the Raptors have had those FU moments and come back. I thought the series was over when it was 2-1 or whatever it was, and then for them to lose Game 5 and come back in Game 6 and put forth this when they're just so inconsistent from a day-to-day basis or game-to-game basis. So who would you pick for Game 7 in this scenario? I know the easier pick is Toronto because they're home, but is there like a, with the way that Philly's come back in some of these big moments, do you lean towards them at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably Toronto, but I mean, I'm going to pat myself on the back here because my first blue, this is my second Blue Wire Buckets podcast too. And the first one was just me and Justin. And I remember we were talking about, it was leading up to the second round. We were talking about what's the series that is going to be the toughest outside of, I can't remember if there was one caveat we had in there, but like besides Denver, Portland, because we know that game, that series is going to be back and forth. Like what other series is the best chance to really be a hard fought, tough battle? And I mean, obviously now we're getting potentially three game sevens, but I was pushing Philly and Toronto, and he went back on me saying he thought that was going to be kind of like what you said, that it'd be Toronto in 5. And he actually made me kind of think twice about what I was saying, and he made some good points about Toronto, but I mean, credit to Philly. Like you said, they've taken some punches after going up early in the series. And I still think Toronto inevitably wins in 7. I think Kawhi is just on another level right now. But, I mean, Embiid didn't have the best game tonight. He's had a little bit of a tough time against Gasol. I feel like it's on him to really step up and take the lead if they're going to win this series and really just be the guy for them. I don't know. That's kind of my X factor if he can do that. But I really think – I still think Toronto is the team that wins it.
I do agree with you. I like I said at the start of this, like this series has just been like kind of hard to figure out. Like there've been a bunch of blowouts, just back and forth like this. Because like after last game, Game 5, the Raptors just absolutely murdered the Sixers, and everyone's like, "All right, that's it. Raptors gonna finish this off in 6." I had Raptors in 6, so I was feeling pretty good about myself. And I did not expect the Sixers to come out and really dominate this game like they did. And you mentioned Embiid, like he didn't play the greatest today, but he was +40, like absolutely ridiculous plus minus. I mean, it was so funny because like they tried Brett Brown tried Boban a few times and it was just an absolute disaster. And then they had to get Embiid back out there. And just his presence, even though his offense has been kind of a mess, like you mentioned, Marc Gasol's done a really nice job on him as he has done historically. Embiid's just defensive presence was great. And I do also have to give a shout out. My guy, Jimmy Buckets, former Bull, was absolutely awesome in the first half. He kind of, at the end of the first half, I think he had like three baskets like in the last like minute or two, kind of just opened up the lead for the Sixers, gave them much momentum heading into halftime. He just really solid all overall game. He's been really good all series. And then I guess another X factor, I think it's just Ben Simmons and like his whole mentality. Like I feel like from game to game, just his like energy level or aggressiveness has just kind of wavered. Like the Sixers are just so much better when he's flying the basket and he's just dribbling and going to the basket and getting good looks at the rim. Like he's really hard to stop. He's a 6'9", 6'10", super athletic, super fast freak. But sometimes he just kind of fades into the background and is like invisible. But like tonight, he was super aggressive right from the start. And I guess the Sixers have so much like top of the line talent with that starting lineup. And I guess it's like you mentioned, if Embiid's got to bring it, Simmons has to bring that same energy. And Jimmy Butler, if he has another big game, like I wouldn't rule out the Sixers winning, but I feel like, I mentioned Kawhi's just been on a ridiculous level, arguably the best player in the playoffs. And the Raptors, after playing so well at home last game and just kind of coming out flat tonight, I feel like they'll probably put it forth a better effort. I hope we get a much closer game. I hope we don't get another blowout like we had the last couple games. But I do lean towards the Raptors as well. But it should hopefully be fun.
It's just so hard to trust some of Philly's players on these game-to-game bases. Like, yep, they're a different team if Ben Simmons is making shots around the rim like he was tonight. Is Tobias Harris ever going to get going in this series?
Yeah, he's been bad.
And there's even always seems to be like a trade-off where it's Jimmy Butler is going to fade off or vanish on offense for like 2.5 to 3.5 quarters, and then he'll just come back in crunch time and take over. The way the Sixers win is just so bizarre and not pretty. But if Toronto is going to continue to get dog crap from its supporting cast outside of Siakam and Leonard, that's probably a very winnable game then for Philly. I know there have been blowouts in this series, and I don't trust them, but it's been Philly's bench this series has basically outplayed Toronto's, and that's just that's crazy. That's mind blowing.
And what happened to Fred VanVleet?
And like,
that's been a whole season thing. What happened? He's been missing since last April.
I mean, when it all comes down to it, and this is probably unfair, but Toronto has not given us a reason to trust them yet in a situation like this. So. I mean,
true.
I'm not saying Philly has either, because they're just they're a very young squad. But it would be very Toronto to lose this game. But I think they finally do it.